B-Pod Studios.
The Sports Hub.
Now.
Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This feels like football.
Man, this theme still works.
Timeless.
Oh, so good.
It's like the John Tesh NBA.
However, it will not be used on tonight's Patriots game.
It can't.
That's right. It's not officially Monday Night Football. It's a football game being played on a Monday night.
CBS or?
CBS.
Yeah.
Channel 4.
Yep. Got the game. Got fifth quarter right after it for you.
Look at that. You got tambourine in there. You got some bongos.
What's
going.
That? I just love the brass, man.
What's that slide thing?
Weirdo.
What's that right there?
I don't think I've ever gotten this far.
I didn't even notice the bongos.
I didn't know that in addition to
left
being
channel.
A great theme.
It's in the left ear. You hear it?
Ooh, it's a great song.
Name a better song. You can't.
Battle Hymn of the Republic, maybe.
That's a good one. That is.
Ooh, right there. I've heard this part. This is good.
It's like someone making a move, like a spin move back inside.
This feels right now like the intro to a TV show. Like a cop show in the 70s.
Yeah, cops.
Now it goes back to football.
Yep. What's the other game tonight? I don't even know. That matter.
Falcons Packers.
Ooh.
I bet that would have been a good game had the Falcons not
had
been complete
Falcons
garbage
been good.
So far this year at 0-3. Jim's sources tell him that the game is going to move quickly tonight. And that's what your sources are telling you too, Uzzo?
Yeah, it's good. Get in, get out.
How are they going to manage that, Jim?
Yeah, Jim.
It's going to be a little quicker each quarter.
How are they going to manage that,
fewer
Jim?
Fewer commercial breaks, Hardy.
You'll have less commercials tonight.
I'm just trying to get him to say, why are you treating it like a
it's
secret?
Like a secret, I know.
Sources, inside sources. 617-779-0985.
Real quick, speaking of broadcasts, the beginning of Sunday Night Football, did you see that?
With the masks.
They were bitchy about having to wear the masks. Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth.
Did they have them on during the entire game?
Yeah, I could hear them muffled.
You could?
I could, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I couldn't tell.
I couldn't tell. Because when they're on camera, you mentally say, oh, it's muffled.
You can hear it a little bit. You could, like, when you're talking to somebody and somebody's got a mask on the hallway, you could tell.
Then later in the game, I'm like, I don't know if they're wearing them anymore.
No, because he even said, I can't wait. To, like, even when they were signing off, can't wait to get rid of these things.
Yeah. Who, Michaels?
Michaels.
Jeez. I don't understand how NBC didn't prepare for that. Like, we'll split them up then. We'll put them in glass boxes.
Yeah.
We're NBC. We pay these guys millions upon millions of dollars. We definitely have the resources to make it so that they can be separated and in their own rooms. Right?
Oh yeah. Empty stadium.
Unless unless someone from the county dropped it on them 5 minutes before kickoff.
I find that hard to believe.
Something tells me the 49ers knew and would have told NBC ahead of time.
Pre-production meetings, all that stuff. You prepare for that stuff. You know that. There's no way this got dropped on him right before kick. Sorry about that.
John is in Brockton. Hi, John. Oh, our phone's broken? What happened?
Why? Because they didn't even have their personal masks on. They had the regular doctor's
like
ones.
Like surgical.
Yeah. So like they wanted to make sure they were matching.
That was John, do we have you now?
Yeah, you can hear me.
Gotcha. Hey. Go ahead.
So I just love watching the guys that we could have got, like watching Seattle, watching San Fran.
You like that?
Brandon Ayuk, DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
I love seeing the stiff of a drafter he is, and I got a better jingle for you, Zoe. A pick they'll be traded for a sixth. That's how it's going to go. We're going to draft all these guys. Oh, yeah, N'Keal Harry's going to be the best wide receiver. Good luck. He's going to be traded for a fifth to Jacksonville. Or to Cincinnati, or to some bum team where he belongs.
That's an egg.
A pick thrown by Hoyer.
I love that. That's going to be great. If he throws like four picks tonight, we'll be playing the crap out of that tomorrow. Let's hope he's not allowed to stay in the game long enough to throw that many picks.
You want to see Stiddy?
Yeah.
You want to see Stiddy?
Yeah, that's what I do.
It's feet wet. That's how Garoppolo got his feet wet when they were getting their ass kicked out there. What, week four? Or week five, whatever that week that was? Or on to Cincinnati?
How much more interesting would this game be tonight if we were today saying Stidham's getting the start? It'd be way more interesting than this.
Or how about you have three and outs to start the game and all of a sudden Stidham's in? Like, that would be interesting, too.
That's not going to happen. No, they're not going to do it on three and outs.
No, it's not like Hoyer's like, yeah, come on. They're rolling with what they got.
And even if he does throw three picks in the first quarter and a half, they'll just start running the ball. I don't think there's any way Stidham gets in this game tonight.
All right. Reading a tweet from former Patriots quarterback Tom Brady.
I was just looking at that, too.
5 minutes ago, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers tweeted out a picture of him yesterday. Most regular season, all-time regular season wins now with 222.
Oh, he looked good yesterday.
It says, congrats at Tom Brady. We're happy to have you here with the praying emoji from the Buccaneers account. He retweeted it 5 minutes ago and said, I'm so grateful to all the players and coaches and organizations that have made this possible.
Two.
Not only that, how much
one and
of
another
the
one
220?
In four games.
How much of the 222 are the Bucks really contributing there?
Three.
Okay. Nothing in football is achieved as an individual. I'm so thankful to be playing a game I love, and so lucky to have made so many friends along the way. The organizations.
He looked good yesterday, boy.
You did. He looked pissed off early to be down the way they were.
Oh, a terrible pick again.
Yep.
What's up with the deep out throws, too? Rounded cut. He threw it to not even, it wasn't even, the hell's his name? It was the backup receiver. It was kid, I think the kid was a rookie. He's trying to throw speed out to him to the open field. Terrible. Terrible. Evans balled, though, for him.
617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls. We've got today's takeaways coming up. 150 today. We're getting ready for a Patriots game tonight with a 7:05 kick in Kansas City. Both planes have landed in KC. The Pats are on the ground.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zoe's been demoted. Patriots took a practice squad guy with them to Kansas City. That's it. You're out. Is it because you can't travel? You think for a home game they might
tell you
to get loose?
Yeah, I could do that. Yeah.
You saw me tweet out an image of you coming out of the tunnel and warming up this weekend.
Yep.
I knew you'd enjoy that. Why do you look 12 feet tall in that video?
That's big, the walking tall, big man, big stick. Big hands, big feet, big everything.
Check it out on Twitter, at @Mark_Bertrand or at Scott Zolak. You can see the GIF that I tweeted out of Zoe, and I think it's just...
Mark Santos walking down, Gil Santos'
kid. I think it's just perspective, because I think he's much further behind you in the tunnel.
Not really.
And it looks like he's next to you, and you look 12 feet
tall.
Like
a man. Yep.
Have you seen it, Arnie?
No.
Oh, go look at it on my Twitter page. You'll see it.
And a little hidden gem for you in there. The guy that actually caught the ball for me during warm-ups was Bird, Jim McNally.
Jimmy Hotfingers.
Jimmy Hotfingers. So we go way back. Yep, Jimmy Hotfingers. Stand there, catch so you don't like, break your hands. Break your fingers. Let him break his.
Did you retweet it? What'd you do?
Me?
No, I tweeted it out.
He did it. He tweeted it out.
Yeah. October 3rd. Yeah. I don't have very many tweets. Go back like four tweets. It's right there.
Man, why are you so big?
Grown big in PA, man. Big boy.
Big boy.
Big boy. We got to pace ourselves, man.
What? Yeah, it's already 1:20.
I know.
We've got 40 minutes to go on this show, and then I'll be back.
You don't even really have to pace. Neither one of you have to pace yourselves. Beetle, you got to put together. You got to put in about 3 hours of pregame. Zoe, you don't have to do anything from.
You're having a bad Monday right now.
You don't have to do anything from 2 until 7.
I got a baseball game. I get to go on my
kid's
baseball game.
And then you're done when the game is over.
Yeah, pick my kid up, got to go to the baseball game. Then I got to get to the stadium and prep for the game. All right. You got to get my spreadsheet, see Jim. See my man Jim. I actually brought a coffee pot in for the guys for the last home game.
Did you buy it or did you bring it from home?
I brought it from home. But I bought the coffee and the little filters.
Should have seen Capello's face when he brought that in. He walked in with it. The last time I saw Zoe walking with a coffee pot on his shoulder was not a good day.
So that day I got fired.
This was a much better day.
That's right. You took
a woman
the
fired
pot.
Me. I said I'll be back. I said you're going to rule the day you did this one. I took my coffee pot, ripped it right out of the wall.
Rule.
I just added a tweet in addition to that image of you walking out the tunnel warming up. I just did a spot shadow, a circle on Jimmy Hotfinger, so everyone knows who he is. just so you have that.
You can see him on game. You used to be able to see
him. I was looking up this morning. Who's the oldest? Like, Brady was an old quarterback, right? But Hoyer's the oldest quarterback since who to start for the Patriots besides Brady?
I don't know.
And
who
I'm like,
it?
Zoe wasn't that
Grogan?
Old, right?
It's got to be Grogan.
Zoe, you were only 31 when
you
started.
Oh, definitely got to be Grogan.
Yeah. It's Grogan in 1990 as a 37-year-old.
Yeah.
He started four games.
It looks
like
me and Holly walking down the tunnel together.
I saw Steve Grogan. His name came up yesterday, and I think it was in regards to Josh Allen, maybe? I'll tell you right now what it was.
For rushing yards?
Yes. Buffalo quarterback. This is from the NFL. Buffalo quarterback Josh Allen had two touchdown passes with one rushing touchdown in week one and four touchdown passes with one rushing touchdown in week three. He joined Steve Grogan as the only quarterbacks with at least two touchdown passes and one rushing touchdown in three of his team's first four games of a season in NFL history. There you go. I knew I saw Steve Grogan's name yesterday. That was in 1976. Steve Grogan did that. Great Patriots team.
Every record that you see that has Steve Grogan is always 1976.
Did you sneeze again? Did you cover that one up?
I did.
Okay. Just try that.
I did. Jim saw me.
Wave your aerosol plume away.
You would have had it by
it's
now.
It's not a you. It's just an everybody.
Yeah, you would have had it by now. Yeah.
I would have had it by now from what?
Me licking doorknobs everywhere.
That's not how it works.
It's a joke. Jesus.
It's not how it works. You see the White House today?
Pardon me?
So Kylie McEnany has COVID now.
Yep.
She tested, this relates to the Patriots. She tested negative four straight days in a row and now has it.
They listed per numbers, and you had this in our little text chain, and we should have done the COVID bingo we were talking about because I picked my
It was numbers. Inevitable.
I picked 11, 14, 13,
You hit on
16.
One of them.
Yeah.
You hit on a 16.
That's the way I play roulette. That's the way I play roulette.
Yeah, whoever number 16 was on the list hit.
And the cool thing about roulette is like the 14, 16, 13, they're all together, so I can put like, I could bet money on each one, then I could put the one on the track, put the chip right in the middle.
So to bring it back to the Patriots, are we going to be surprised if they have a positive test tomorrow or the day after?
No, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either.
Especially with traveling, too. Now you're subjecting yourself to more areas where you're not, you don't have control over. You're going to go to a hotel. Like, you don't have control of that hotel. You didn't go in there and sweep it. You don't know what's going on. Yeah, it's a little risky.
You okay?
Yeah.
What?
It was coming. I buried some kind of
I buried that one. I buried that one down. That one came back up.
Okay. 617-779-0985.
It's that time of year. You know the
Phone number. Open lines. You want to jump on board. What time of year?
Yeah, Alex, like there's these fallout.
It's dry. It's getting dry.
Yeah, like
drying out a little bit out there.
Need a little water bottle.
I know what you mean.
That's good to have the water.
I know what you're talking about. 617-779-0985. Nick Chubb, by the way, is going to be out for several weeks. I was just seeing that NFL news. So if you got him on your fantasy team,
he's not a lot of big injuries yesterday.
He's going to be out for a while. Better this week.
Yeah.
Better than it had been in previous weeks.
Everybody's down. How many more people get hurt? Yeah.
Right. When you're watching San Francisco, they look like a battered group. Because they are. I don't know what you think, but that team's far more interesting with Jimmy Garoppolo as their quarterback.
Yeah, what was purposes. I know Rich Eisen put this out there too. That Kurt Warner said last week that most people feel that Nick Mullins, that's his name, right?
Yeah,
is more adept at running Shanahan's offense than Garoppolo is.
Not last night.
I don't think he was lighting the world on fire in that game. He threw for like what?
C.J. Beathard came in the fourth quarter.
His first interception was so bad.
Beathard was 14 of 19 for 138 yards late in the game.
And he was 13 of 14 at one point. And then that last ditch effort, he couldn't complete a pass.
He played better than Mullins.
His grandpa worked me out. Bobby Beathard. Old GM of the Redskins. That's way back.
Also, a couple of things here. You said earlier the Eagles 1-2-1 lead their division. The San Francisco 49ers are now 2-2 on the year. Are they going to suffer the Super Bowl hangover? All I could think about watching the start of that game was, okay, they got an injury. They're dealing with the quarterback. Are the San Francisco 49ers of 2020 going to have one of those hangover years that Super Bowl losing teams have?
I don't think so because I think that they're young, they're fast, and I think they play hard. Some of those teams that you talk about, having that hangover, it's like cash it in once they got it, or just, we're just here to be here. They don't seem like a team that's just here to be here. They play hard. And they got a lot of guys out. They have a ton out. But they've done a nice job in 4 years loading that thing up, building a good base, getting young fast. You can tell that team's fast. They play fast, both sides of the football. And I love the Eagles all white uniform. That was a Sharpie in the
eyes. That's a keeper, huh?
That's a keeper. Pops at that helmet. See the Rams yesterday with the yellow pants?
It's okay.
Yeah, they got to get rid of the numbers. I don't know why they went away from that old uniform. That's all I got on uniforms.
Yesterday. Anything for tonight on uniforms?
Like KC.
Patriots wearing the road whites?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
KC, I told you this with KC. If I was KC, I'd adopt the white with the red pants permanently, home and away. I like their
white. Wait, I'm sorry, white with red pants.
White with red
always?
Pants. Always home, like Dallas.
You don't like their red jersey?
I think the white one's better, Pops.
First of all, where do you rate 1 through 10? Give it a score. Kansas City Chiefs uniforms,
top 5.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's nice. That's nice. Them, Green Bay, Pittsburgh, Dallas.
Just a classic uniform that doesn't change. Stays
there
the same.
There aren't many, man. There aren't many.
Yeah. Because the Patriots
the
right
Cardinals
now
have kept theirs. The Cardinals have kept theirs together, too. They got a good helmet.
Patriots are in a bad spot.
San Francisco's a great one. Patriots regressed, obviously.
San Francisco has a lot of minor tweaks with the lettering or the
striping. Yeah, but it's still, that's a sharp. That red and gold. It's nice.
I don't need the gold. Give me the Joe Montana. Same. Red with white with the three stripes on the arm.
So you're going to hate the gold by the end of the night, calling the game off TV and trying to figure out if it's a flag or a glove? You're going to hate it tonight.
Okay. Oh, because KC's got
the gold gloves, Kelsey, and they look like flags.
Yep.
And you're going to be watching it on the All 22, not knowing if it's a flag or somebody's glove.
Al Michaels got tripped up. He gets tripped up on those every week now. Guys with the yellowish gloves.
The yellow gloves. And in person, at least you can kind of tell. But if you're on this, watching it off TV, you don't know.
Yeah.
Any games that have guys with yellow gloves in it has not gone well for that.
I'll leave that to Bob.
Robert,
Bob, what do you think?
It's on you.
Flag? No flag? I'm not going to yell at flag. No. That's Capello. He usually does it. Hand thing.
617-779-0985. More on this game tonight. Sony Michel did not travel. What does it mean for the running backs group? We'll get into that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Get into the absence of Sony Michel tonight. Let's talk to Mike, who's in Boston, who had a thought from an earlier topic about the police escort the Patriots received today. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Everyone's flipping out about this police escort. Joe could get a police escort from his house to Dorchester every day if he wanted to pay for it. Like, there's anyone can get a police escort. I used to work at a limo company, and I only did one, but they said we'd do one at least once or twice a month. With the vans, and I had a stretch limo. I was supposed to pick up Mark Wahlberg from the airport, drive him to Hingham at 5:30 down 93 on Friday. And he gets in the stretch limo and goes, I don't even want to be in this. Got in a van, and then I drove in a police escort from the airport to Hingham at 5:30 on a Friday. Got there in like 30 minutes. Cars were just split down the middle of 93, nice. And it was the most outrageous thing I've ever experienced in my life.
Cha-ching.
It's a professional courtesy, Mike. I think they call that professional courtesy.
SOP, for a fee. Standard a small operating fee. Procedure.
Small fee. Yeah. I don't think everyone's flipping out about it. I don't. I think there are some people that are upset. I don't think it's a widespread.
People are a little more, a little on edge more this year.
This year?
It's been a hell of a year.
Oh, it's been a doozy. Sure has.
Yeah. I was just reading some of the responses to one of the tweets that I think Rochi put out there.
Which says?
Essentially, you know, I know one of these people.
Oh.
I work at the Garden. I'm the biggest Patriots fan. This is not okay. It's a regular season game during a pandemic. People are going to be late for school, work, doctor's appointments. They had stuff to do at home this morning so the Patriots can get to the airport. Sheesh. Yeah. State's not paying for it. Pats are paying for it. But to say that everybody sitting in traffic thought it was no big deal and they only had to wait a couple of minutes. Were you there? Do you know how long you had to wait? Look at the video. Tell me what kind of if you're going to stop all lanes of traffic. It wasn't one lane. That one of those releases you read, Beetle, was a joke. They shut the highway down when the buses come out of the HOV lane.
Wait, why was it a joke?
It's a joke to say that they only used one lane. Yeah, but when you have to go across all five lanes to get from one to the other, they shut the highway down. They stop all traffic so that the buses can get from the HOV lane where it ends back over to the other side.
Yep, go down three exits and then get in the airport.
Yeah, it's big. That look just suggest that everyone sitting there thought it was okay and thought it was neat and snapped a photo as the buses went by. Pictures. Like they know who it was or cared. No, I got my own life to deal with right now.
I bet if Brady's on the buses, you'd be fist pumping. Not you, obviously.
22-hour workday.
That guy's fist pumping. Yeah. He'd be taking pictures.
I mean,
they better get an escort home tonight. They've been doing a lot of construction at night.
There is a case to be made. How many buses were there? Five?
Six?
Yeah. That's six buses trying to come out of the HOV and then get over four lanes to the right. Yeah, it could be dangerous.
You don't want to weave in and out. Them things flip right over, especially if it was windy.
What's dangerous?
The buses weaving
six
in and out.
Six buses all at once trying to cross
They don't like when those cars. They don't like when those cars trying. You always get one jerk that tries to get in there.
Well, how do between you. How they do run off how do buses do it that don't have police escorts? Then
well they, if it's one bus, I don't think
it's not like they're taking a Fung Wah bus.
Six buses all together.
And they have to drive in tandem, otherwise they'll get lost.
Well, it's a caravan.
That's right. Only the guy up front
ever
has
a convoy. You ever see a convoy?
Only the guy up front has enough data left on his plan to use Waze to get from Foxborough up to Logan. So they had to follow each other. You can't excuse it. It's just a convenience thing. We're going to pay the money. We're going to inconvenience a bunch of people trying to get to work on a Monday so that we don't have to wait at all, even though we can leave whenever we want.
To play a game at night, yeah.
We can leave whenever we want.
You can't leave whenever you want.
Yes, you can.
You need to be at the stadium 3 hours prior, minimum.
Oh, I'm sorry. There was a danger of them being late somehow for their plane that won't leave until they take off?
I've been on it before. You get on your board, and all of a sudden, next thing you got a mechanical issue, and you got like an hour and a half delay. Hour and 45, that'd be problematic.
Well, okay,
get their ass to the airport as quick as you can they cleared.
That's not solved by then get there even earlier than that. But to suggest that everybody is fine with it, they're not. I bet the people were trying to like drive in traffic this morning were not fine with it.
I'm sure they'd complain. All. I'd complain. Yeah.
Yeah. As the best comment I read was, how would Zoe feel if he were sitting in traffic and a Red Sox caravan went by?
Oh,
and they had stopped 93.
I mean, Zoe would be so...
Doug Mirabelli? Oh,
for
my
six
God.
Red Sox buses.
Remember Mirabelli?
What about Mirabelli?
Remember the cops escorted him. He was in like full uniform.
Yeah.
They catched Tim Wakefield.
Yes. Yeah. Ridiculous, too. We had people going home on Storo that day. You think they were happy?
The Red Sox are irrelevant then. They're trying to get their game on, man. Go Doug. Everybody's on Team Doug, aren't they? I catch a knuckleballer.
Back to this game. Did Sony Michel lose his job by not traveling for this trip?
Depends how well the other kid plays. I mean, if he even plays.
I would say that,
I expect him to play. I mean, there's no reports yet. Got it.
Sony Michel downgraded out, did not make the trip, will not play. Damian Harris will play.
Okay.
Harris's girlfriend just posted on Instagram about him being back to his first game back.
Nice.
I don't know if that's any.
I'm excited to see what he's got.
That's indication, but
that seems factual. That doesn't seem like anything. No, but like, that doesn't seem like insight.
Last time I remember this kid running was Tennessee game.
Happy first
preseason.
Game back. Run through them all. That's what she said.
This is a tryout for him tonight.
It's like the buses. Run through them all.
It's a tryout for Damian Harris to take the job as the lead back. All we heard about was how great he was in camp.
He's earned it, supposedly. So let's see what he's got. I'm anxious to see it. Hopefully he runs wild tonight.
Hopefully there's some Jonas threat Gray of pass so they can run. If there's some threat of pass, they can run.
You got to hit some sort of pass early in this game. What's Hoyer throw well?
Nothing. The interception play. The pick six. He runs that one like
we don't
you
know.
Believe.
We've never seen him play. He's never played for this team.
I know. That's like, are they playing with house money a little bit here? They give him any credit?
No.
Players texting like, no. We're pissed we got to travel, but Miles will ball now. Kansas City.
Why don't you text Hoyer and ask him if he's afraid of the Chiefs?
I'm not doing that. Kansas City lets one down a leg tonight. There could be some
problems. Because Diana Russini says his teammates are telling her he's not afraid of the Chiefs. He's not afraid.
God.
He's a fearless man. He's going to go in there and play his ass off, and he is not going to play afraid.
The data's not good. When he plays the Chiefs, considering
that's not good. When he plays, period. Brian Hoyer, loser of 10 straight starts. I'm telling you tonight, quick hook. He goes in and he stinks out the joint. You go to the kid, Stidham. What do you got? Not an ideal situation.
Early, is this like a Garoppolo fourth quarter?
If Stidham craps the bed, you can always put Hoyer back in. It's not like you're going to ruin him. You're not going to ruin him,
right? Hey, you're still going to get paid this week.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah,
get in there. Chris and Peabody. Hi, Chris.
What do you got, Chris?
A little story that happened back in the day. I was at the tarmac at Butler Aviation, where all the private flights go out. That night, Frank Sinatra was singing at the Garden. So he was due to take off. And I said to my friend, why is that jet on? And he goes, well, that's Sinatra's jet. So all of a sudden, it looked like Donald Trump, not exaggerating, was coming through because it was all state police, Boston police. And we're not talking like three or four police cars. We're talking about it looked like the president was coming. The first time I've ever seen the jet running. Normally, they all get in the plane, and then they start the jet, and then they start the procedure. But the jet was running. The lights were on. The pilots were sitting there. And then they go by us, and we're really, really close. He gets out. He has two gorillas with him. No exaggeration. Each guy was 300 pounds, so obviously bodyguard.
Actual gorillas?
Like real gorillas? Like in...
Oh, these guys. Well, he fit really good with the mob anyway. So, you know, one-on-one is two. Okay, so these guys were huge. And they all got on the jet. And
huge guys.
I never saw...
How fast did that plane get off the ground?
They just, you know... Again, the lights were on.
One of them jump jets? Did it lift off vertically?
It was military grade.
What are those, Harrier? Harrier jump jets?
Black Hawk down.
No, don't. Don't do it.
Do it, son.
Don't do it.
Skateboard.
Of course Sinatra had the jet warming. Are you kidding me? He's Sinatra.
What are we doing? Fucking... You let story time go on a long time.
I mean, hey, you bring up Sinatra.
Was that
you
Chris
got a good
in Plainville?
Sinatra story? I want to hear it to its end.
Was that Chris in Plainville? Now he's Chris in Peabody?
No, different guy.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Bet your ass nobody would have a problem if they shut down the highway for Frank.
Frankie! It makes
that
me want to
same,
eat some, he makes
that
me.
Same, that same standard would apply to a six-time Super Bowl championship-winning team.
That's what Murray said. Get the hell out of the way, right? Let him throw. Hey, this makes me want spaghetti. Like, I hear Sinatra. I want to eat spaghetti. I want, like, a white tablecloth, like, old New York-style restaurant. Like, in the Village.
I think Hardy hears and wants to go to Vegas.
Nah, that's more Sammy and Dean Martin-ish.
Yeah.
I don't Frank's more New York than he is Vegas.
I don't automatically associate Sinatra with Vegas.
No?
But you could.
New York.
I just don't.
It's New York. Yep. Then the Rat Pack's Vegas-y. Like, that's...
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Dino.
How much alcohol do you think Dean Martin actually spilt when he was talking with his hand with the glass in it?
I don't
throughout
think
the years.
I think throughout the years he was drinking as much apple juice as he was scotch. He used it as a prop.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right? I think that's pretty well known, isn't it, Beetle?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know it was well known.
Wow.
And how long did that go on for?
I don't know. He was like the more straight laced of the guys. Like they were, you know, we all know what Frank was doing in terms of, you know, the women in relationships. But I think Dean Martin was kind of, you know, a little more buttoned up.
Interesting.
Steve and Quincy on Bill Belichick. Hi, Steve. Hey, hung up.
Hey, speaking of Quincy, you guys got a new Popeyes, huh?
Yeah, Lanny drives by it every day, so the line is back to the car dealership there, police. Which is like...
They should get an escort.
People shouldn't complain, like, right? Yeah, through there. Like, you're going through Quincy... Get the cops, pay to get an escort, get you right through there.
Oh, yeah, detail out there. A lot of overtime hours to be collected with this new chicken joint.
That's hell of a sandwich.
Would an escort work like at a Popeye's drive-thru or like Chick-fil-A? Like,
listen.
You ever seen that Chick-fil-A, Zoe? That line and the one in Dedham on a Saturday afternoon when everybody has the same idea. Attleboro. Hey, let's get Chick-fil-A after your morning soccer game.
I'm sorry. Attleboro's worse.
Oh, it is.
Oh, my God. Because they put it, it's south of the mall. And it's right in a hot spot where, like, there's a BJ's there. There's everything there.
They move people through that Chick-fil-A line, though. They've got people.
Why do they
there.
Do that? They got people lined up prior to they take your order. You get there, boom. And that line moves pretty well.
You had 30 cars in that drive-thru, you'd be done in 4 minutes.
You grease the right people, you could skip any line.
Most drive-thrus should go and take notes from Chick-fil-A and watch how they do their drive-thru. He's right on this.
To the takeaways we go.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now,
YouTube,
it's
baby.
Time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you've recently begun struggling with your weight or have been for years, take control of your weight. Then you keep it off with the solution for weight loss, Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
Got some callers from today. Three of them to
really
be
good
exact.
Calls today.
Yeah, the best. Shaw's in Winthrop. Hi, Shaw.
Hey, hi, Mark. Hey, Zoe. What's up?
Hey.
So we have a mutual friend, Mike, that you went to college with, your former roommate.
Oh.
And yeah. So
come on.
Been dying to get on the show. Swear to God,
Mike Anderson.
Castagini. You and
Mike Hobson.
Yeah.
Little Hopper Brenda from Philly. All right.
Yeah. Brenda Wood and him were at your wedding. Anyway, just wanted to let you know COVID.
It's bad. COVID is bad.
COVID is bad.
But Char's got a little Devin Danvers in her.
What happened at the end of that? Did we trim off the end by accident?
Jesus, Jeff.
Just wanted to let you know COVID.
That's a good edit right there.
She said COVID. COVID. Bad.
We didn't really want to get into it after that. That's pretty cool that I had more than one mic as a roommate, though. Hey.
Yeah, super cool.
Hey, guys. So I had a question. I doubt Bill Belichick is going to do it, but wouldn't it make sense to keep guys like Edelman and White or at least limit their reps today? Can I get banged up?
No. No, he...
Oh, sorry.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
What do you got there? A little steel drum in the background? No. No, he...
Oh, sorry.
Do you think Michael put it in the overhead compartment, or do you think he had to check that through baggage, Hardy, bringing that steel drum back from Aruba?
That was definitely a carry-on.
Was that... It was Aruba or was that Bahamas?
I thought it was sandals.
Jamaica. It's Jamaica, man. That's right.
They went to Jamaica.
That's right. Sandals, Jamaica. I went to sandals St. Lucia. Excellent. Little bitch to get there.
I still want to know about the roommate. She said Castagini, and you said, oh, Mike Hobson.
Right. How did that happen?
He had bottles he'd rub.
What?
Yeah.
For what?
I don't know. Collection of bottles. Rub them.
What? I mean, what do you like?
To make a genie appear.
And then.
What do you mean doing it?
Just keep moving.
Did a genie ever come out?
No.
Did he ask it to come out?
Yes, a lot of things to come out. Yeah. Yeah, he had a bottle.
Just say
sure
it.
Sure did.
What?
These are like one of them smoke pipe things.
Like
water,
a hookah?
Water. Yeah.
A water, like a water bong?
Yeah. The magic genie.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
We done?
Yeah, we're done. Game day, baby.
We're going to end it there. Whew. All right,
what time do you want?
4 o'clock.
Nice.
I'll be back in a couple hours.
Oh, that's got 2 hour show.
Yeah, we should have.
Anyway,
we should have done.
Wanted to let you know, COVID.
No
very,
Jones.
Very serious.
Nope. Very serious.
No Jones tonight, right? They're keeping him away from this.
No,
one.
He's off tonight. But I'll be back in 2 hours with Big Jim. Big Jim on pregame today. So we'll do that, and Felger Maz will fill the time. Between now and then, talk to you in a bit. Have a good call tonight, Zoe.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Maz.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, in talking to the players,
on Saturday, nobody wanted to get on that plane. And you can totally understand it. You know, guys telling me, like, look, I don't want to risk this and then bring this back to my family. You know, no one knows. We still don't know, you know, sort of the long-term effects of this on anybody, really, you know, younger kids, whatever age. So there was a real concern there. And then, you know, as it became clear that the league was going to push forward if there were no more tests, then it just became sort of, well, look, we have to trust that the league is going to do right by us. And I know people scoff at that, but there is part of this where, you know, when entering into the season, that the PA and the league kind of had to be in lockstep on this one, because, look, there's going to be more. There are going to be more positive tests. There are probably going to be more games postponed. So, you know, are we as safe as we can possibly be trying to play this football game? And I guess that's what they've determined. And, you know, now you're taking a day trip to Kansas City to play, you know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.